And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I'm awfully proud of our state senator, Ellie Kinnaird, although now she's a former senator. If you haven't heard, she resigned rather than sit in a one-sided Senate. Some good neighbors of ours are in consideration for her office, but that's not what I wanted to talk to you about. It's what Ellie said is the other reason she decided to resign, the now infamous voter ID law. We could argue the merits of that law, but the bottom line is, it's now harder for all of us to vote. All of us. Ellie said she was leaving office to start a campaign to make sure we all understand what we need to do so that we can all vote. I know I'll be working too, because I know that the government we get is the one we ask for, and the only real way we have to ask for what we want is with our vote. We all are supposed to get a vote. And those of you who don't vote, either because you don't think it'll matter or you think politicians are all the same, you're actually making a choice by not making a choice. And you'll probably get the government you deserve. As with most things, silence means agreement. So what can we do to ensure we all get to vote? Well, start with you. Are you registered? Your family? Your neighbors? If you need to know how to register, call the Board of Elections or visit their website, but don't let anyone take away what's yours. Franklin Roosevelt once said, "Nobody will ever deprive the American people of the right to vote except the American people themselves, and the only way they could do this is by not voting." This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.